relationship goes back to, like, I would say, like, 2007. We started working with Bruno. And, you know, just working the whole, you know, songwriting and pitching songs circuit. Bruno and Phil were, like, our main go-to writers that we would bring into our sessions. So at that time, they were just focusing on trying to make records for, you know, just different artists and trying to be a successful writing team and production team.
Right.
And, you know, we worked for years until Bruno did a song for B.O.B., Nothing On You, which he featured on, which kind of like catapulted him into, you know, getting his deal with Atlantic, and then that was the beginning of, you know, of like superstardom for him, because then he, you know, his solo project came out and, you know, huge success, and for years we didn't work on much together. And I would say probably around July or June of last year, John happened to hit Bruno up just to check in, see how he's doing, because we still kept in touch. And Bruno, you know, he hit him back and said, "Hey, by the way, guys, I actually have one more song on my album that I'm trying to like figure out. Would you guys, you know, would like to like come, you know, come through and just kind of help me out? Help me nail this."
Right.
And you know, John sent him an idea, and Bruno loved it. So we came in that following like Monday or something. I think we hit him on like a Friday or something. He told us to come in on Monday, and the song was 24 Karat Magic. And when he pulled the song up, he was like, "Man, for some reason, it's just not like sitting right."
Uh-huh.
So we started programming the drums, and we spent pretty much the day like doing that. And once we had that like set, the song just started feeling like it was in pocket,
right.
And we nailed that song, you know, that day. And he goes, "Man, I think I have a couple more on this album that you guys can, you know, help me with." And the next song that we worked on was "That's What I Like."
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "Man, this is going well. I feel like we're knocking them out." And we brought in an idea. Another track idea, which ends up being "Finesse."
Okay.
And you know, he kills that song, and we ended up doing some programming on "Chunky."